For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. You got through the entire week. I know you did it through His grace and by His grace. In Him we live and move and have our being. Isn't that right, brothers and sisters? That's what the Scripture says. And boy, there's no other way to live. Just no other way to live but through Christ and His ability. You'll do things you never dreamed of because it's Him. There's plans in your life. This is just coming to me right here. I go again. This is what's been happening to me all week on the microphone. I'm going with it. Do you realize there's plans and ideas, and I hear the word sketches. Not sketchy. Sketches. Blueprints that you haven't even thought of yet that God wants to download to you. I'm telling you, the first step is to invite Him into your heart. He's got plans, oh yes, to do you good. Here, look at the name of our program. That's His ultimate. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the enemy. His character, man, he's phenomenal. And He's got good plans for you, and you might not see it right now with what you're going through. But notice you're going through it. There is an end. There is an end to it. And it's going to be a great end, because if you turn to Christ, those sketches and blueprints and plans can come through. They're Him. We are limited, but He's not. So, you know, you hear those popular phrases, take the limits off. Well, there's truth to it. Don't look at what you can or can't do. Look to Him. Life gets exciting. But we're going through reasons, or I'm trying to, of why Christ came. And we talked about the sin issue, number one. And then we talked about how He conquered fear. That angel said, do not be afraid. I have great news. A Savior's been born. Then we talked about how He gives you true life. We talked about that feeling of, like David described in Psalm 34, if you've ever been felt like you've been kicked in the gut and you've almost lost your breath. Yeah, it means you're being heartbroken. But God's right there. Emmanuel. God came. He knit His heart together with you. The peace of God, P-E-A-C-E, is E-I-R-E-N-E, means to be knit together. Another reason He came is to be with you, to reclaim you, to get you back. So you'll hear all these on the website, but I'll finish only today's and we'll go into all next week because I have much more. But this is the message I'll be going over at the Christmas lunch on December 7th. There's still time to register. You want to be there. And then I'll see so many of you at our Hands and Feet Outreach November 30th, partnering with Victory Fellowship Church. We'll meet down at the New Orleans Mission for 5:30 on November 30th, which at the time of this airing will be that day. So we'll meet that night at 5:30. But 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. It's another reason Jesus came. You say, well, give me an example of the works of the devil. Oh, mercy. You just look around, brothers and sisters, and you see the effects of the fall. Fear, you know, we could go on and on. Death, lack, poverty, sin, sickness, the curse. But Jesus came to stop all that. Yes, a rescue mission. Yes, to save us from ourselves. Yes, to reconcile us back to the Father, to deal with the sin problem. But He also came to deal with the devil once and for all. He came to give us rebuilt lives, didn't He? New chances, new hopes, new destinies. That's our God. He destroyed the devil, brothers and sisters. He's under our feet. The cross and the resurrection did it. But He came, brothers and sisters, to eventually go to that cross for you and for me. He'd raise again. He'd be raised again in the resurrection. The devil's been dealt with. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And He indeed did. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed all week. Join me next week. I'll continue this. But I'm hesitating because I have so much more I want to say. But look, I love you all. Have a great weekend. I'll see so many of you tonight at Hands and Feet, and then I'll see a bunch of you at the luncheon. Time to register. Talk to you later. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.